The Lord be with you.
And
also with you. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning, our opening hymn, number 905, Come Thou Almighty King. Last verse of that hymn is a Trinitarian verse, so please stand on the fourth verse. Following that hymn, we'll pray Matins this morning, page 219 and following. Worship insert for the day, readings are on one side, propers are on the other. Focus for our service today, the gospel reading from Mark 7 and Jesus' powerful word, Ephatha, be opened. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts today. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's take a moment, notice and greet our brothers and sisters in Christ. Little spread out this morning. May not know who you're sitting next to or worshiping with. Take a moment and find out. Remember, in Jesus, we are one. Let's greet each other in the name of the Lord. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings of each new day. We thank You for the gifts that You shower down upon us. Today, we thank You for the gift of healing. There are many times when we come before You with physical maladies, with sickness, disease, injury, heartache. Heavenly Father, we come before You, as always, with these needs and these concerns, and we ask that You would take care of us and that Your will would be done. Heavenly Father, we know that Your will always is for spiritual healing, forgiveness, life, and salvation earned by the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. Heavenly Father, open our ears to hear and our hearts to believe this good news of Jesus for us. And then, Heavenly Father, open our mouths to make the good confession. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 905.
continue with the order of matins, page 219. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing to the Lord.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We continue with the introit.
Thank you.
We continue with the office hymn, Word of God Come Down to Earth, page 545. Shall be regarded as a forest. In that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffer cease. And all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore, thus says the Lord who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale, for when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Romans, chapter 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us. turned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the common responsory, page 221. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation, the gospel reading heard just a moment ago. And looking up to heaven, Jesus sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened. His tongue was released. And he spoke plainly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus says what he does and does what he says. It's really as simple as that. Jesus tells us what he's about to do, and then he does it. It's as simple as that. If you can remember nothing else about this sermon or about Christianity in general, remember this. Jesus says what he does, and he does what he says. You can always count on it, no matter what. Here we have a miracle of Jesus. We have lots of these healing miracles recorded for us in Scripture. Whenever we have a miracle of any kind, there's always two things that are going on. Jesus is teaching us that He is no mere mortal. He's more than just a man. Because a mere mortal, a mere man, cannot do a miracle. But there's more going on. Every miracle, no matter what it is, a miracle of healing, a miracle of nature, any kind of miracle, always points forward to something bigger. It's a preview of coming attractions. There is a big miracle that all of the smaller miracles point forward to. The mother of all miracles, Easter Sunday. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Here we have Jesus very near to his hometown of Nazareth. He's out and about. People have heard about Jesus. They've maybe heard him teach. maybe heard of or witnessed a miracle. And so we have, and they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. Who's the they? We have no idea. We have no idea. This man who was deaf and a speech impediment had a friend, a few friends. They cared for him. They cared for him to the point that they wanted him better. They wanted him healed. They couldn't do it. Certainly they tried. So what did they do? They brought him to the one who could do something about it. They brought him to Jesus. My friends, there is no more loving, caring, compassionate thing that you can do than to bring someone to Jesus. Now, get me straight here. You can't create faith in someone's heart. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. But to bring someone to Jesus. To bring someone so that they can hear Jesus telling them what He's going to do, and then witness, hear, experience Jesus doing it. It's a loving, caring, compassionate thing. Parents, this is your role, your primary spiritual duty, bringing your children to Jesus. Husbands, wives, if you're here together, wonderful. It is a loving, caring thing to bring your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, to Jesus. Your parent, your neighbor, your brother, your coworker. My friends, it is a good and God-pleasing thing. In a world where so many people don't know, don't care, or one of my all-time favorites, I don't need church. I'm spiritual. I'm just not religious. What a bunch of nonsense. Do you realize what that means when someone says they are spiritual but not religious? That individual is saying, I believe in a God who doesn't talk. If you are spiritual but not religious, your God doesn't talk. Your God is speechless. Because when God speaks, you have religion, you have doctrine, you have assertions. Yes, I, a poor, miserable sinner. That's a doctrine, that's an assertion. I know that from the fact that God speaks to me His holy law. I am a sinner and unable to save myself. I know this because God's Word teaches it to me. I have a Savior who loved me and gave Himself for me. I know this because God, are you ready for this? He told me what He was going to do and then He does it. For God so loved the world that He sent His Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is God's Word. This is God's truth. You can take it to the bank. My friends, this is the nature of our God, who tells us what He's going to do, and then He does it. We don't know anything about these friends. But these friends know that Jesus is the one who has the answer. So they bring their friend to Jesus. And what does Jesus do? Well, it's really pretty simple. With some basic kind of expressions, we might say simplified sign language, Jesus tells the man what he's about to do. Puts his fingers in his ears, puts his finger in his mouth and spits. I'm going to make you hear. I'm going to give you the ability to speak. And then he looks up to heaven, and our text says, he sighs. It's a very, very special and unique word that's translated here, sigh. It's kind of a groan. It's a battle cry. Jesus is doing battle. He's doing battle with sin and all of its effects. Why do people get sick? Why do people have poor hearing or speech impediments? Why do people get heart disease or cancer? Why do people die? Because of sin. Jesus comes into this world to do battle against sin. Your sin, my sin, the sin of the world. Jesus now is ready for battle. He sighs, cries out to the Father, and the man is healed. It's not uncommon for people who don't hear very well to be accompanied with a speech impediment. Back in the olden days, we used to say someone was deaf and dumb. That's not politically correct to say that now, but it comes from the fact that when you can't speak, when you are standing in awe, you are dumbfounded. You've heard that. It's a very common expression. When people don't hear well, it's very difficult to articulate words and phrases. Had amazing advances in this kind of speech therapy. But for someone who has difficulty speaking because they have difficulty hearing, it takes months, it takes years, maybe a decade or more before they are clearly heard and understood. What happens here? Immediately, the man could hear and he could speak plainly. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Jesus, he tells us what he's going to do, and then he does it. My friends, every miracle of Jesus points forward to the mother of all miracles. Jesus did not come into this world primarily to heal sicknesses and diseases. When he does, it's wonderful. Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Jesus came into this world to bleed and die and rise from the dead to take away the sin of the world. This is why Jesus came. Jesus came to fulfill the law that crushes us, the law that condemns us. Jesus came for you and for the life of the world. Jesus, who took all of our sin of doubt, of worry, of blaming God when we're sick or when a loved one dies, for all the times we preferred a God who didn't talk because we wanted to make our own rules. And we really liked the fact that we were spiritual but not religious, because it meant we were our own God. For all of these sins and more, Jesus came into this world. His perfect life, His obedient death, and His glorious resurrection gives us new life, forgiveness, salvation in Him and only in Him. He told us He was going to do it. Don't you know that the Son of Man must be betrayed and handed over to the chief priests to be crucified and after 3 days rise from the dead? My friends, in our sin, our ears are stopped up to the gospel. We're deaf. We're deaf to it. We're mute to it. But what does God do? God comes into this world, and by the power of the Spirit, He speaks to each one of us at the baptismal font. Be opened, Ephatha. Our ears are opened. We hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and we believe it. We believe that what Jesus did for the whole world, He did for me. And with our ears opened and faith created in our hearts, God now does another miracle. Psalm 51, verse 15. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare Your praise. God opens our ears to hear and to believe the good news of Jesus Christ for us. And now He opens our mouth so that we can speak the good confession. Not any word, but God's word. God's word of a Savior from sin. God's word of a God who loves us in spite of ourselves. A God who promises new mercies every morning. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. My friends, we come into God's house because we need the Word of God. The Word of God, which is powerful enough even to raise the dead. Dead sinners like you and me. And to give us life. My friends, today we rejoice that God has opened our ears to hear, our hearts to believe, and our mouths to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. My friends, our lives can never be the same. We've been transformed from death to life, from darkness to light, from hell to heaven. And now in this new life, we rejoice as we gladly hear and learn His Word. We rejoice, oh, that I had 1,000 tongues to sing. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in my ear, a believer's ear. Oh, and when our friends or our family have no hope or no place to turn, we can bring them to Jesus. My friends, God has opened your heart, your ears, your mouth. The only response, thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding. Keep our hearts, our minds, our ears, our words in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Christ says what He does and does what He says. We now have an opportunity with our new hearts and our open lips to sing our praise to God. Hymn 941. Please stand as you're able. Welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that God's good news in Jesus Christ, who always, always tells us what He's going to do and then always does it, would be yours today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. We begin with the Kyrie, middle of page 227. Please stand as you're able. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by Your gift alone, Your faithful people render true and laudable service. Help us steadfastly to live in this life according to Your promises. And finally, attain Your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Betty Carter, recently diagnosed with cancer. our response today, Lord, have mercy. For faithful and compassionate pastors and leaders in the church, that God would give true faith and a godly life to those whom He has sent, that we may be preserved from false doctrine and from ungodly strife. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for the government and for all those who protect us. We offer special prayers this morning for the city of Milwaukee and law enforcement officials there, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all fathers and mothers, that they may daily kneel before the God in prayer, commend their children to Him, and teach them His wholesome word. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For protection of God's creation and our environment, for all the people who are suffering with the devastating flooding in Louisiana, that God's people may be preserved from any calamity, but especially this day, from greed that always destroys what is good, and from false belief that neglects to use the resources God has given us for the benefit of mankind. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the jobless, that they might not despair in their time of need, but cast their cares upon God, who promises to give them their daily bread, that they might diligently seek honorable employment. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all those who serve, our young people in church and in school, especially here at Good Shepherd School and preschool, that God would hallow His name among them with the pure teaching of His Word and defend them from any doctrine or way of life that profanes His name. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all those who are sick among us, for the shut-in members of our congregation, and for all those who suffer from bodily and spiritual ailments, including mourning the loss of loved ones, this day we lay before You Jerry, Frederick, Kelly, Tish, Lynn, Celeste, Marlene, Diane, Betty, Chip, Nevaeh, Rosa, Ed, Jan, Clee, Dale, Sonia, Julie, Nancy, Sharon, Dwayne, Connie, Cleo, Jason, Michelle, Bonnie, Susie, the family of Colin Jeffries, the family of Susan McKinney, mourning the loss of her stepfather, all others that we remember in our hearts, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Heavenly Father, all good gifts come from You. We ask Your blessings upon Your gift of marriage. We ask You to bless husbands and wives with faithfulness and a sincere desire to hear Your word and live according to it. We give You thanks for 70 years of marriage for Don and Darlene Wheezy. We ask You to continue to bless them with good health, bless them that their love for each other would never grow weary, but deepen and grow through every joy and sorrow shared. For these and for all things, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated. Closing hymn 524. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd news and notes. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. School begins in the public school system tomorrow. We pray for parents and teachers and students and God's blessings upon the learning and education there. School here at Good Shepherd, our school and preschool begins on Tuesday of this week. We have an opening chapel for the school year, 8:30 on Tuesday morning. You're all invited. And every day that school is in session, except Wednesdays, because we have Wednesday night church, every day that school is in session, we have Matins Chapel at 8:15, and you're always invited each and every day. Midweek will start up on the Wednesday, the 24th. Wednesday, the 24th of August, and there's information and details listed in there. Laverne, we got a project coming on Saturday, is that correct? Okay, all right. Tell us about this Saturday project. Just talk. I'll hold it. You talk.
Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, we're going to do a little landscaping and land and property work outside of the building. We have projects right south of the building we have to take care of. We'd like to have some help. We're going to ask anybody that is possible to come, please come. We're going to need some spades and probably some rakes. But we're going to start at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. It'll be right south of the building, not here, but down below. And it's going to be quite a serious project we have to do. So please come and help.
Okay, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, bring a rake or a shovel. We've got some drainage issues that we need to take care of. So if you can come and help, that would be a good and God-pleasing thing. Thank you. Thanks, Laverne. Okay. Also, you will see in the news and notes that we're gearing up for the radio station to be going full time. That will happen on the 28th of August, Sunday the 28th. That's 2 weeks from today, and we'll turn it on for good at noon. We'll have a little short dedication service, and then hot dogs and goodies. We're buying lunch on that day. Plan on that. Should be a good day and a lot of fun. And in anticipation for that, the radio station will go on at midnight tonight and run for 24 hours. That has to do with the emergency broadcast system and to make sure that all the signals are working correctly. So you can tune in 95.7 anytime and starting at midnight over those 24 hours. And Kirk Christensen told me he might fudge a little bit and turn it on a little bit early so he doesn't have to sit up till midnight. Okay, so 95.7, and listen, see how the reception is, and we pray God's blessings on that as well. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Sunday school opening in here in about 10 or 12 minutes or so. We're winding down the book of Ecclesiastes for our Bible study. Pastor Morundi should be back from vacation tomorrow. And we pray that he either has made it back or makes it back safe and sound, one way or the other. Vicar, anything else? All right. Join us for coffee and goodies. Have a great day in the name of Jesus.